USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller says President Trump was not considered for indictment in the Russia investigation because the Justice Department doesn't allow indictments of sitting presidents. But he also said this.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
That statement touched off new calls for impeachment. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders explained the administration's stance. She was echoing a tweet from President Trump saying Mueller fully exonerated him.
There was no collusion. There was no conspiracy. And we consider this case closed.
But House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler notes Mueller emphasized the president was not cleared of obstructing justice.
What Special Counsel Mueller said loud and clear today for the American people is that President Trump is lying.
He says Democrats will do what they need to hold the president accountable. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Louisiana lawmakers approved final passage of a bill that bans abortions once a fetal heartbeat is detected. Governor John Bel Edwards says he's prepared to sign the measure. State Senator John Milkovich.
We choose to confront the culture of death.
The ACLU says it's committed to making sure the brazen attack on the constitutional right to abortion never takes effect. The Secret Service has announced an unidentified man lit himself on fire outside of the White House. The Secret Service said the man lit himself on fire on the Ellipse near the 15th Street and Constitution Avenue right after 12 lunchtime. Secret Service personnel responded to the scene along with the National Park Service. U.S. Park Police spokesman Sergeant Edward Delgado told the Washington Post the man was in critical condition. He said authorities were working to determine what accelerant was used and whether the man had parked in the area. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Some political topics are divided along party lines, but there's certain issues that lawmakers can agree upon, such as drug pricing in the United States. USA Radio's Tim Berg has more.
Now, I had a chance to chat with Dr. Matt McCarthy. He's author of a new book titled Superbugs, The Race to Stop an Epidemic, and one of the things we talk about was what's being done to control drug prices by both Democrats and Republicans.
I quote a pharmaceutical CEO who says he has an ethical mandate to charge as much money as possible for his antibiotics because he's accountable to shareholders and not to patients. And one of the things we're going to see is that there are these things called push incentives and pull incentives that are going to be proposed to get pharmaceutical companies to make new drugs. A push incentive is to go to a company and say, your company has a corporate tax rate of 20%. We'll cut that down to 15% if you promise to invest some of your excess profits into antibiotics. Now, that is a surefire way to get more money in the pipeline to make new drugs. And then the other proposal is called a pull incentive, which is to say to a company, if you invest in an antibiotic and you get it approved by the FDA and it's something that we all need to treat superbugs, rather than giving you 5 years of market exclusivity, we'll give you 20. That will allow the company to charge more money for their drug. That's going to drive up the cost of health care.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.